You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Nifty is likely to drift lower in May series amid election uncertainty. So this is one of the big news, pieces of news that I bring to you today on the 25th of April 2019. My name is Rakesh Sharma and this is a nifty little package, a recap of all things that transpire on the Lal Street called Evening Walk Down the Lal Street. You're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The markets took a U-turn today on Dalal Street as Sensex and Nifty both reversed gains and closed below their crucial psychological support levels. The S&P BSE Sensex gave up the 39,000 mark, while the Nifty 50 closed below 11,700 and 11,650 levels on April expiry day. Volatility was largely on account of monthly expiry in F&O for the April series, mixed earnings, election outcomes in May, rise in bond yield, fall in the rupee, as well as crude oil prices, which have been trading near 2019 highs. What was the final tally on the Lal Street at the end of the day? The S&P BSE Sensex was down 323 points to close at 38,730, while the Nifty 50 closed at 11,641, down 84 points. The new series is likely to remain volatile as well, and bulls would only be able to regain control if Nifty breaks past the 11,856 levels on a closing basis. Vishal Malkan, founder of Malkan's View, told Money Control, and I quote, "April was a very slow month as we saw the index moving in a narrow range of 11,850 to 11,550 levels. We have made an intermediate top at 11,850 levels, and there's a higher possibility that the index could drift towards 11,300 to 11,200 in May series amid election uncertainty," unquote. Commenting on Bharti Infratel, which was the top Nifty loser today, Malkan said that market knows better than us. There is something wrong about the charts as well, he went on to say. In fact, the daily chart has already entered into a bearish zone and weekly charts have also shown a bearish pattern, which suggests there is more room on the downside. Investors could look to exit the stock of Bharti Infratel, is what Vishal Malkan told us in an interview with Kshitij Anand, which you will be able to listen to towards the end of the podcast. Which were some stocks that made noise today on the Lal Street? Shares of Bharti Infratel, like we spoke earlier, tumbled 10% after reporting flat earnings for the quarter ended March 2019. Global brokerage house CLSA downgraded Bharti Infratel to sell from outperform and also slashed price target to 285 rupees from 300 rupees earlier. Next up, Reliance Industries. Reliance Industries failed to hold on to record highs and closed the day in the red with a loss of over 1%. The stock did hit a record high of 1,410 rupees 90 paise on the Bombay Stock Exchange. Next up, Maruti Suzuki. Shares of the country's largest passenger vehicle maker, Maruti Suzuki India, slipped nearly 2% after it reported a 5% year-on-year degrowth in March quarter profit, dented by weak operating performance and muted sales volume. From Maruti Suzuki, time for Titan. Titan Company closed flat with a negative bias. Titan hit a record high of 1,164 rupees on the BSE, which took its market capitalization above 1 lakh crore rupees for the very first time. From Titan, on to JP Infratech, which has been having some troubles. It plummeted nearly 5% today after reports emerged that NBCC India has submitted a revised bid to acquire the realty arm of JP Group. And finally, SpiceJet rose higher on news of introducing business class from the 7th of May. The stock closed 4% higher. So Bharti Infratel, Reliance, Maruti Suzuki, Titan, JP Infratech and SpiceJet making some noise today on Dalal Street. As usual, duniya ki sair karenge abhi, global updates and what's been happening in the rest of the world. Asian markets ended mixed today with China's Shanghai Composite falling sharply by 2.43% amid worries that Beijing could pull back on stimulus measures. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 0.86%. South Korea's Kospi was down 0.5% as the economy shrank unexpectedly in the first quarter, while Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 0.5%. European stocks have been trading slightly lower amid corporate earnings. France's CAC, Germany's DAX and Britain's FTSE have been down 0.1% to 0.4% at the time of my saying this. In other major news coming in from the world of commodities, Brent oil rose above $75 a barrel for the first time in 2019 as quality concerns forced the suspension of some Russian crude exports to Europe. Well, as we spoke about it earlier, Vishal Malkan spoke to our own Kshitij Anand, and he's been speaking about what April brought to us and what we can look forward to over the course of May, and with some specific attention on Bharti Infratel, which didn't have a terrific day today on Dalal Street. That interview with Vishal Malkan coming up next.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand, and today I have with me Vishal Malkan, founder of Malkan's View. Well, welcome to the podcast, Vishal.
Thank you, Kshitij. Pleasure to be here.
Well, Vishal, how did the Nifty move in April series? We saw gains of 0.6%, on a series-on-series basis. But do you think volatility will be there as we, shift across to May series ahead of election results?
Yeah, I think April was pretty slow in terms of the movement, because overall, if you see, the whole range was between 11,550 and 850. 850 being an all-time high. Mm-hmm. It tried to cross that several times in the last couple of weeks, but it did not, and made lower top and lower bottoms on the intraday and the daily chart, which only says that Nifty is not able to cross this level. Today's close was very important from a RSI point of view. What we track, that it has called a bearish range shift on that, which says that now that crossing, we have made an intermediate top and we are looking for a 11,300 to 200 target in the coming days.
Right. So the intermediate top was 11,856. That was the top that we formed recently, last week. Right. So in terms of, commenting on results or the stocks which have come out with their quarterly results, Bharti Infratel, in fact, we saw a 10 cent downtick on that stock, and it was one of the top top Nifty loser, followed by Indiabulls Housing Finance. So what should investors do in both these stocks?
I think the fact that any stock going down 10%, whether it's a good result or a bad result, says that market knows better than us. So we not try to overanalyze, and there's something definitely wrong about the chart, and daily chart has already entered into a bearish zone, and weekly has also shown bearish pattern. That means there's some more room left on the downside. If you're a short-term investor, definitely look to get out of the stock and wait till the uncertainty of election gets over, and then look for fresh opportunities and fresh sectors to make some money.
Perfect. Thanks for your time, Vishal. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Vishal and Kshitij, for that. That is what we can expect from May series. And of course, you can expect more from the podcast desk right here on Money Control today. We'll, of course, be doing a wrap-up of all the big stories from the country and the world in our stories of the day. And the other big story we'll be looking at will be related to the elections. That's as part of our Decoding 2019 series. So that is something you have to look forward to as well. mcpodcast@nw18.com is where you can reach us. Do write into us. We're always looking forward to listening to what you have to say, if only to better our output, because, well, the whole point of doing this is to serve you better and make you a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.